Jeremy White, Witcherproof Victoria.
While chatting on the net, I'm often asked ASL, or what's my age, sex and location. I usually reply 17, male and country Victoria. But what does that mean? Have I just told this person that I wear an Akubra, drive a tractor and have a de facto relationship with a sheep? Have I said I'm regularly exposed to alcohol, ignorance, and a community that does not tolerate change? Well, my life's probably comprised of a bit of all of these, except for the part about the sheep. A 2,000 acre farm is where I've grown up, at home. Growing up in this area is, well, what can I say? It's footy on Saturdays and a few beers after the game. Sunday equals sleep, unless I'm really unlucky and it's time to mow the lawns. Through the week, homework, farm work and television dominate time expenditure, while Thursday night is, you guessed it, footy training. If you're wondering what the farm work I talk of involves, this short list should give you some ideas. Fallowing paddocks, fertilising paddocks, sowing crops, checking crops, spraying crops, harvesting crops, driving, fencing, crutching sheep, shearing sheep, branding sheep, drenching sheep, droving sheep and checking sheep are all part of my and many of my friends' farming lives. All of this, you must remember, has to fit in with sporting and school commitments. Growing up in this area, my friends and I have been sheltered from many of the perils of the city and larger towns, such as illicit drugs, pollution, and the effects from serious crime. The annex formed by our community has protected us from these dangers to a greater degree than any town over 2,000 people possibly can. With this sheltered life comes a naivety that can also only be achieved in such a small, rural community. Nobody's different in my community, and those who are face the choice of living a life hiding their distinctions and fitting in, or being themselves and becoming exiled. Illicit drug use is rare, while those who take part in such a practice are soon excluded. Therefore, in my community, it's fit in or go away. So ponder now how my friends and I know anything, as all we're exposed to is what is allowed in our town, and television, which is more misleading than our community's unwritten laws. So next time I'm asked in the chat room to tell a bit about myself, perhaps I should tell them. I'm a 17-year-old guy. I live on a farm and enjoy football, working with Dad, television, and a drink on Saturday night, but I don't take part in intimate relations with livestock. I love the community I'm involved with. It protects me from the hazards of larger towns, but in the process, create youth that are completely ignorant to the issues of those very perils. My town shuns those who are different, to protect the youth from the dangers they may bring. I now try to be a bit more involved with my town's supposed outcasts. You never know, perhaps I may learn something. Then hopefully the person I'm chatting to would know just a little bit more about me and where I live. Oh yeah, I tell them I hate mowing lawns too.
Haywire.